Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The final edition.
Your cult is mediocre. You don't make people die. Nobody's cutting up teenage boys. Your messiah is just some guy. I want a cult that practices fraud and makes me wear a dress and only feeds me applesauce and makes me wear a dress. I think I just want to wear a dress. Jesus, is that what this whole thing has been about?
Hello, folks. I'm just a red-headed music maker. I come from Dixieland.
This week, all our sketches are about music, or our music. This includes two parodies, that's right, two, of the radio show Echoes, which is that ambient music thing that's always playing on public radio in the middle of the night. It's been on the air since 1989, and most comedy shows don't even do one parody of Echoes at all. We've got two. Anyway, music. This whole show's about music. This is the final edition Radio Hour.
Newsflash. Ice-T claims he's never eaten a bagel.
This is Ice-T. Get to the point.
Ice, you telling people you never ate a bagel? What do you say this year you try one?
I ain't never had a bagel, I don't think the nicey. If I had to eat one, must be spicy. Don't fuck with no lox, cause that shit's pricey. But maybe onion garlic is the bagel for iced tea. Always scared cutting them with a knife, cause I might slip up and might lose my life. OG, onion and garlic. OG, onion and garlic. OG, onion and garlic.
OG, original gangster. OG, original.
Ain't never had no bagel in my hood, there's no deli. Only dry toast, no butter, no jelly. Seems like a bagel would just sit in my belly. If I had to eat one, my breath would be smelly. OG, onion and garlic. OG, onion and garlic. That was a toaster.
I'm John DiLiberto, and you're hearing Echoes. Coming up later, the Malaysian Folklore Collective performs a 9-hour improvisation with cello, synthetic mandolin, and three people singing indistinctly. But first, Carl Chipman has created eclectic soundscapes for everything from film soundtracks to meditation retreats. He joins me now in the studio. Welcome.
Thanks.
So, you recently said the whole point of your music is to encourage the violent overthrow of the U.S. government.
Yeah, it was more obvious when I still wrote lyrics. Things like democracy is a whore and give fascism another chance. But the instrumentals sold better, so I tried pushing my agenda that way.
What's this first piece we're going to hear?
It's called Walking Free. It's supposed to incite domestic terrorism.
Let's have a listen.
That was supposed to stir up the Montana Freemen and set off a bloodbath across the Northwest.
I actually would not have guessed that without the backstory.
Yeah, it actually sold a lot of copies. Wes Anderson used it in a movie, but no one died, unfortunately.
In this next one, you try to make your intentions a little clearer in the title.
Yeah, I called it Stockpile Assault Rifles, Move to a Compound in the Wilderness, and Prepare to Attack the Capital on My Signal.
Interesting. Did the song have any effect?
Well, Columbine happened that year, but I don't know if that was related.
There may have been other factors at play there. Let's hear one more. What's this track?
Oh, that's just called Congratulations, Mom and Dad. I wrote it for my parents' anniversary.
Well, that sounds very sweet. Let's hear a little bit. I think we're being arrested.
Really? Mom! Dad! We did it!
Hands up! Put your hands up!
Take that music off!
Decontaminate the area!
Coming up, three shepherds from Nova Scotia perform Handel's Messiah using only a wet comb and a slide whistle. I'm John DeLiberto, and you're
Shut
hearing...
Shut your mouth, DeLiberto!
Sex on the beach where the ocean surrounds us. Might get a little awkward with children swimming all around us, but I will get off.
Then I'll take you home, and in my parents' bed we will screw. Got to do it doggy style like my mom and stepdad do, where I always get off.
We'll take you to a Turkish bath, then we'll make love once again. 180 degrees of hot sex in front of grown men.
I'm the king. Just one thing, awkward sex. You can think of it as a superpower when I'm tapping it in a public shower. And I'll take you overseas on a spiritual search. And I won't use a condom, dude, because I'll hit it in a Catholic church. And hallelujah, I got off.
If something were to happen to your legs and they had to amputate, God forbid, I would bang you in a wheelchair as proof I do not discriminate. And I will get off.
On my spiral staircase, all the things I'll do to you. And you'll never forget it, darling, because I hired a film crew.
When you have my baby, remember what I said. There are so many positions we can do in a hospital bed. 'Cause I'm the king. Just one thing, awkward sex on a pool table. Honey, I'm able. In an elevator, on an escalator, in a hot tub, mile high club. I'm the king of awkward sex. And I just got all. Oh, God!
I almost had the sweat tear there.
This week on the Final Edition Radio Hour Best of Podcast Series, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in 14 seconds. That's Beethoven's Ninth Symphony in 14 seconds. From 3:02 in the morning to 3:02 and 14 seconds on the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Hello, I'm David Dye, and welcome once again to the World Cafe, the NPR show where I excitedly present bands you've never heard of and you pretend to be hip enough to get excited about them. This week, I actually have something that isn't rare bootlegs of Yo La Tengo concerts in the Berkshires. While looking for obscure PJ Harvey interviews, I discovered the lost recording of the fight that broke up Simon and Garfunkel. The violent breakup started right away with abusive language and deadly threats.
Paul?
Yes, Artie?
I think I should be singing lead on a few more songs.
That's ridiculous, Artie. I sing lead. Everyone knows that.
But I think people want to see me sing lead.
Whoa. I hadn't heard language like that since Peter Paul and Mary Cage matched over who sang lead on Puff the Magic Dragon. Incidentally, are you surprised Peter won? Anyway, back to the action.
Artie, when people see me, they think of ancient Greek gods. When they see you, they think of the kid they used to beat up and take their lunch money from. And they were the kid who got beat up and had their lunch money taken. I'm Mickey Mantle. You're Larry Fine's less talented twin.
That's it. That's it. I'm singing lead on the 59th Street Bridge song.
Artie, slow down. You're moving too fast. You couldn't find the Verrazano Bridge. Never mind the 59th Street Bridge. Hey, don't push me.
And here's where everything turned into a bloodbath.
You know what, Paul? You're not a bridge over troubled water. You're just troubled water.
And you, Artie, are no boxer.
You didn't even know Cecilia.
Yeah, well, you've never been to Scarborough Fair, but meet my friends, Rosemary and Thyme.
I'm going to send you homeward bound.
At this point, Art Garfunkel hit a nerve so deep, it was unforgivable.
Paul Simon, you are not the only living boy in New York.
How dare you? How dare you? I'm letting the world know that you are Mrs. Robinson. You know what, Artie? We no longer have a groovy thing going. Prepare for the sounds of silence.
And right at this point, an unexpected visitor broke up the chaos.
Hey, fellas. It's me, James Taylor. Break it up.
Oh, hey, James.
Sorry, we're just having a slight disagreement.
That's groovy. Really groovy. But listen, sweet baby James is gonna fuck you to a big time if you don't shut the fuck up and stop being so motherfucking loud. I'm trying to record a gentle song about how my friends killed the love of my life.
Sorry about that, James.
Now shut your fucking mouth before I rip you two new assholes.
And with that, Simon and Garfunkel were broken up. Join us next week when we hear a heated exchange while Black Sabbath recorded their album, Paranoid.
You know, Ozzy, I'm just saying, love, I respectfully disagree.
I hear you, love. I'm just politely saying that I think War Pigs isn't long enough. It's got to be longer.
All right, mate, no problem. If you want War Pigs to be 87 hours long, we'll do it.
Thank you, mate. Now may I have a little mustard for this bathead?
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot this.
Another young music icon has died. Famed rap artist DJ Wiz was found unconscious and unresponsive in his $12 million compound in Malibu and was later declared dead at age 3. Reporter Lanny Basehart is on the scene. Lanny, do authorities suspect a drug overdose?
Either that or a crypt death. I talked to his producer, who said that this did not come as a surprise.
Oh, we all knew it was coming. The way he lived on the edge. One minute we'd all be hanging in his crib, and the next thing you know, he'd like get out of his crib and start like putting anything he could into his mouth.
Oh, no. Drugs.
Drugs, pencils, small toys, Kinder eggs.
Oh, no.
Or maybe he'd try like sticking a fork into the wall socket, man.
Oh.
That guy was so cool.
He is survived by most of his relatives and up to 17 illegitimate children.
DJ Wiz was a good baby daddy, and he could be really sweet, you know, when he wasn't cranky.
Pardon the interruption, but this just in. The world has lost still yet another young musical genius. Famed hip-hop producer Mobius Legend has been aborted.
Hey,
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You were a terror not so long ago. Kid who juggled hammers at the rodeo and naked swimming in the winter's pond, but evening shadows reach the great beyond. You're having your hip replaced. May have worn it down from running way too far, or maybe set it at an angle when you crashed the car. You should have seen a doctor when you first heard of it, and you should have purchased Microsoft when you first heard of it. You're having your hip replaced. Have to die from a catastrophe, just encrypted hieroglyphic spelling atrophy. You once roamed the streets of Boston getting wrecked, not finding a skin defect or getting your prostate checked. You'll use a cane to walk till August 3rd. Start doing stretches when they give the word. You'll want to overdo, but they say don't. You'll walk like normal soon, unless you won't. You're having your hip replaced.
Member of one of the most influential bands of all time, one half of the greatest songwriting team ever, Sir Paul McCartney, is back with a brand new album entitled Things I See. Just like his songs Day in the Life and Let Him In, the former Beatle is at it again, pointing out everything he sees right in front of his face, with songs like It Is Me.
When I find myself looking in the mirror, someone staring back at me. He looks familiar, it is me.
And black is the color.
Black is the color of the night sky. I can't see a thing when I walk. I just trip over this sofa in the middle of the room.
Picking out a shirt.
Picking out a shirt. Shirt. Picking out the shirt. I open my closet door to find a shirt to wear. Right now I'm not wearing one, so my chest is so bare. I will choose one to put on, 'cause I'm picking out a shirt.
A new rendition of the classic song Yesterday.
Yesterday was a day before this day. Now it looks as though it is today. Oh, yesterday was yesterday.
And hey you.
Hey you. I hear my voice. It is singing right now. Remember that it is coming from me. And then I will sing a little better, 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 better.
So buy the newest album from the legend Paul McCartney on iTunes today, or just listen to old John Lennon songs, because he was always the better songwriter.
You're hearing echoes. I'm John DiLiberto. Rochelle Parmeny DiLiberto creates sound visions, part commentary, part sonic texture, a full actualization of rage and disharmony. She joins me in the studio tonight. Rochelle, thank you for coming.
John, I'm not a composer. I'm your wife, and I'm leaving you.
Rochelle, your early albums emphasize tight harmonies and pastoral lyrics, but lately you've taken a different direction with more message lyrics and atonality that challenge the listener. What inspired this new approach?
I don't know, John. It's a lot of things. For the last year or two, I've been waking up and thinking, what are we doing here? This is not a real relationship, John. I don't think we've had one moment of real connection in 3 years.
And that desire for genuine connection informs a composition of yours called John, Are You Even Listening? Let's hear a little bit of it.
Wait a minute. Were you recording when we argued in the car?
And the diverse melange of influences, including Aaron Copland and David Byrne.
John, are you even listening? I'm talking about your parents. You're dumping this whole thing on me.
So, it's similar to the tension in Astor Piazzolla's album Tango Zero Hour, which reached a larger audience at the expense of alienating tango purists.
John, are you even listening to me?
So, how do you think the repetition of the song title helped this piece?
Well, John, apparently it didn't. You will not stand up to your parents or really confront anything. I'm going away now. Forever.
Before you go, could you favor us with one more round of disturbing hate sex?
No.
Well, thank you for stopping by. As you go, here's a recording of us in the bathroom. It's called, John, Would You Please, 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 Please Just Stop Talking. Herschel Raphison puts
John,
people to sleep with sonic
would
paintings
you please,
using synthesizers,
please,
stolen food, and child laborers. He's been banned
please,
in 7 countries, and his latest work is 9 hours of white noise
please,
created entirely with acoustic
are
instruments.
Are you in there?
It won the Pulitzer Prize and
John,
begged the question, is music
John, it's Rochelle.
Really music?
John, it's your wife.
Just by being a worse one, and when I call you and you don't pick up the phone, you make me feel like maybe I'm okay alone. Baby, I know that you are the one, because you make me look so good in comparison. Honey, I love you. Don't you see? You're the only one in my life who's a bigger mess than me. Baby, I need you. You know it's true. because everyone would see how much I suck if not for you. When it comes to being mean, you are the greatest that I've ever seen. Oh, but baby, that doesn't bother me, because now I can get all the sympathy. And I know my shit's a mess and not in order, but I'm pretty sure your apartment was on hoarders. And yeah, I hate myself and I get blue, but I don't hate myself nearly half as much as you. Honey, I love you. Don't you see? You're the only one in my life who's a bigger mess than me. Baby, I need you. You know it's true, because everyone would see how much I suck if not for you. Your problems make me look like I am a beauty queen, the most normal woman anyone has ever seen. Even though my trust issues are amazing, you make me look like I am motherfucking Sandra D. Even though right now I'm so high on Molly, hey, at least it's not heroin. Honey, I love you. Don't you see? You're the only one in my life that's a bigger mess than me. Baby, I need you. You know it's true, because everyone would see how much I suck if not for you. And if someone like me can love a mess like you, then maybe someone can love my mess too.
So that was all written by Barry Lank, Bruce Cherry, the singing duo of Stuckey and Murray, John Marshall, Keith Saltajanes, and Samantha Gerwitz. It was performed, and in some cases salvaged, by all those people, plus Dominique DeBell, Rob Gordon, Kevin Janis, Savannah Brown, Sean Will, Jessica Park, Bridget Fitzgerald, and special thanks to Mike Besaw in particular for cleaning up the rhythms on a piece that he performed. As usual, even with our own music, we still have a lot of music from Kevin MacLeod, as well as Wendell Hall playing at the top of the show, and Olga Bilbor's Peasant Jazz Orchestra playing behind me right now. The sketches were engineered either by Barry Lank or Greg Russ. The show was put together by Barry Lank. Next week, the theme of the show is going to be history, I think. Good night!